number is...
Thank you, everyone. That's so generous, just like I wanted.
You can record your cases now. Out on the go.
It's perfect. It's so easy to use and small. Oh, and you got me cassettes too.
I wanted to record your reaction. I've got you one more gift.
Another one, James. This is too much.
Go on. Open it.
I'll help you open it.
James.
What is it, Mummy?
It's an answer machine. It will take messages for me when we're out of the house. It's wonderful, James. Thank you. Oh, we're still recording. Let me just switch it off.
This is Jonathan West, and it's the 3rd of January, 2002. So, I've just been listening to the recordings of my mother, Eleanor West. It's funny how much I sound just like Dad. I'm on the tape too. It was 1973, so I must have been, what, seven? I miss her very much. There's a whole box of her recordings here, her cases. Aunt Pat dropped them off yesterday. I'm going to organise and catalogue them. This is the first in a series. There are five cassettes marked Varley Grange. She was a medium like me. Specialised in trance mediumship, so I'm hoping to be able to hear how she worked. She died when I was 18, so... this is the first time I've heard her voice in almost 15 years. Quite excited. Right, which one next? Let me try this one.
There we are. I use this to get me into the trance state. Just relax. It'll look a bit strange, so please don't worry. Now, I'm going to open up my chakras and connect with my spirit guide.
Do I need to do anything?
No, just please relax. And use the notepad to record any messages that spirit may send to you through my voice. I ask my guides and angels to walk with me and protect me with their white light. Is Oliver there? I wish to speak to Oliver. He is here. I can see a little boy standing in the corner. Do you have a message, Oliver?
I can hear something.
Is that you, Oliver? Is that your music box?
Good afternoon.
Hi, Eleanor, it's Maddie. I really need to speak to you. We're having a bit of a problem, and I'm hoping that you can help. It's Jack. Something's happened to him. I think I should bring him to you. Please, can you give me a call on this number as soon as you can?
It is Thursday, the 2nd of November, 1973. I've got an interesting one today. It's my friend Maddie and her boyfriend Jack. I've known Maddie for almost 30 years. We go way back to primary school. I haven't seen her in over a year, and I've only met Jack a couple of times. I had a dream last night. Very strange, and I wonder if it has anything to do with Jack. I saw a dark figure in my bedroom. A woman, I think. She didn't do anything. I just felt a great sadness wash over me, and then... I woke up with tears running down my face. Oh, that must be them. Hang on. Coming!
Hi, Maddie. And Jack, hello. Lovely to see you. Come on in. It's just this room in here.
Thank you.
Do you mind if I record this interview? It usually helps me to just go over the details of the case so I can think about it more clearly later.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Of course it's fine.
Thank you both. So, Jack, do you mind telling me why you've come to me today?
I don't know what difference it's going to make, but... Okay.
Thanks, Jack. I'm hoping I can help.
Tell her what you told me.
As is usual for this time of year, the lads and I went on a hunting trip. Bagsy was going to book the usual place, but something had gone wrong with the booking, so we found a new place. Varley Grange, it's called. It's in Wiltshire.
I don't think I've heard of it. Go on.
There were four of us. Bagsy, Jones, Wills and I. Wills found us the house.
I see.
The first day and night were fine. We'd been out shooting pheasant during the day, and then we stayed in the hall and had our meals and whatnot after. Second evening, we were just getting down to dinner when we noticed something. It's a big old dining room. You know the sort, with a gallery around the top of it with stairs leading up. There was someone else in the room. He was looking down on us from the gallery. I could see the glinting of his eyes. He looked very old and withered, and without a sound, he disappeared.
Gosh.
Go on.
We searched high and low for him, but he had vanished. We spoke to the manager on duty, but we were the only people staying that weekend, and the hall was closed to the public.
It's like a visitor attraction certain times of the year.
So, did you see this man again?
Yes. Well, not for a few days. Not until the fourth night. Again, we'd all been out shooting and were in good spirits. I'd had a couple of whiskies, but nothing more than I would usually have.
Of course.
Again, we were eating dinner, in great spirits, when a low mood suddenly descended on all of us. We were in silence. This time, it was Wills who looked up, and he almost choked. He was there again. I got a clearer look at him this time. He was very tall and very thin, skeletal almost. His skin had a pale, waxy look to it. He had a thin, horrible beard, and this grin, this horrible grin. I can't forget the look in his cloudy eyes. He looked like a walking corpse.
Did he speak or say anything?
No. Will still had his gun in the room. He'd been carrying it around for days.
Oh, dear.
All I remember was a flash, a ringing in my ears and smoke. So much smoke, and as it cleared, we saw him retreat back and vanish into the paintings hanging on the wall.
I see. And have you seen him since?
Yes. One last time, although he's haunted my dreams ever since.
He's not sleeping at all.
Tell me about the last time you saw him.
Well, no. No. No.
Jack,
I don't want to think about him.
Jack, are you all right?
I can't stop.
Jack, are you okay?
Can I get a glass of water?
Of course. Hang on a moment. Is Jack all right?
He's in the car. He needs a few minutes.
That's fine. It often happens when people see things that shakes up their view of reality.
He's just... Oh, I wish he'd never gone on that stupid hunting trip. It's changed him, Eleanor.
Come here. It'll be all right. There, there. I'm going to do all I can to help him. What would be really helpful would be to have him back in here so I can conduct a trance seance.
Oh, okay.
Jack has picked up something at Varley Grange. I don't know what it is, but it needs to be removed as swiftly as possible.
When he did eventually get to sleep last night, I could tell he was having a nightmare. He was thrashing around and seemed terrified. The only words I could make out something about a nun.
A nun? Very interesting. Jack, thank you for coming back. I know what I do may seem silly to you.
It's just a bit new to me, that's all, and I really do want to get to the bottom of this, you know. Before it's too late.
I'm going to do everything in my power to help you. To help you both. Now I'm just going to turn the lights out. Maddie, could you light the candles, please?
Yes, of course.
Thank you. I'm just going to start this. This will help me reach a trance-like state. In that state, I will attempt to communicate with the entity you have seen and find out more about what it wants from you.
What could it want?
Don't be alarmed, but if spirit makes contact like this, then there's usually a reason. I surround myself with white light. I call on E, my spirit guide, to walk with me and keep me safe on this journey to the other side. Keep me safe in the darkness and guide me with your light. They are here, and I am there. Take me forward, spirit. I am in a room. It is dark and a fire burning low in the hearth. Above me I can see pictures, but they are too dark. I can't see who they are. Wait. There is someone else in here with me? Spirit, I ask you who you are. Please step forward so I may see you. Who are you? I ask you to tell me who you are and what you want with Jack.
Why did you kill me? Why did you kill me?